SBS Radio.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
What would you do if you needed a driver's license but no one in your family or circle of friends holds a full driver's license, nor has a car to help you clock the hours requested to obtain your license? And what would you do if you are faced with complex issues undermining your ability to undertake the one-size-fits-all driver learner courses? One not-for-profit driving school provides answers to these questions and more. I am Bertrand Tungandame, and this is the NITV Podcast.
We're not just a driving school. We connect with community, so we know what's happening out there. We go to community organisation meetings, both in here and our neighbouring community on Moreton Bay, once a month. So we know what health programs are running, we know what education programs are running, so that when we have the students in the car, we've actually got an opportunity for a one-on-one mentor. So if I get this individual in the car and they're having struggles with their health or something, we can provide them with all the support that they need to be able not just to get a license, but empower them in community.
You just heard there from Kerry Turner, founder of Murray's on the Move Driving School. We'll hear more from her later in this podcast. First, the story of 17-year-old Charlize Morgan currently undertaking driving lessons with Murray's on the Move. Her story starts with what could have been a major hurdle on her journey to getting a driver's license.
So middle of last year, I went independent, separated from my guardians. I didn't have anyone with an open license to teach me. I was first introduced to Murray's on the Move through a youth work group called IFYS. They connected me to them because I was having trouble getting up my hours. It all just started probably late last year. Since then, I've just been doing probably monthly, a couple times a month, driving lessons with them. It's been great, actually.
Prior to joining Murray's on the Move, Charlize Morgan had tried other driving schools but was going nowhere.
I went to a driving school. My school hooked me up with them, but I didn't find it a great fit. It was just very, like, do this, this, and this, and it wasn't an enjoyable experience. I felt like I wasn't learning anything, but with Murray's on the Move, they had, like, ways to cater to my learning abilities. They were very, just, like, open and, you know, they did it the best way that I could learn.
Joining Murray's on the Move was a breeze. Murray's went the extra mile to meet her needs.
You first get in contact, or they will get in contact with you. They ask you whenever you're available. It's very, like, quick and easy, and I would probably do it every fortnight, every 3 weeks. And sometimes if I, like, needed a bit more. They'll, you know, do it like twice a week. They actually come out to you. They'll pick you up from your own address, or you can go to their driving centre if you're the person that like needs to be taught. And you have, it's not accessible to you, you can't find your way out there, they will find their way to you. So it was all just like through communication. Like I would tell them how I would best learn, and honestly you build like sort of a relationship with the drivers. They feel like very second family like to you. I just think with that close relationship and that, like, you know, you feel relatable with them through one way or another, it's easier to learn from them.
Now Charlize Morgan is on a good course to obtaining her license. She sees this as a ticket to more freedom and more responsibilities. The 17-year-old credits her instructors, especially one of them in particular, for her progress.
I probably wouldn't have any hours, actually. I haven't been in contact with anyone that has an open license, so I would say I would be nowhere as near as getting my license as I am now if I had never met them. To me, it's about freedom, it's about accessibility. Like getting around on transport is fine, but having your own car, it's like your own responsibility. It's another, like, well, the ID card, especially, it has your name on it. It is your possession, you know. It's just a huge responsibility, and it's a part of, like, growing and learning that I was yet to do. So I'm very excited to have it. And, yeah, the freedom that comes with it as well. I had a number of instructors at Mars on the Move, but Kerry was my most stable instructor. She was probably my favourite because she would take me out for coffee during the drive, or even one time she showed me this new vegan restaurant, and she was very nice and just very caring. She showed me, she was the one that showed me the way of driving that was most easy for me.
Charlize Morgan's story is illustrative of the type of hurdles faced by many who have graduated from Marys on the Move or are currently undertaking driver lessons at the school. But Kerry Turner recalls another example of the type of roadblocks faced by young people on their journey to obtaining a driver's license. This case also illustrates the level of resilience and ingenuity in the community.
One young kid that comes in mind, Dylan, he came to us in April this year. He was referred to us by a community organisation, and it was back to work. So he was a young man that was unemployed. He's 17, so he came to us. He could already drive, but he's never logged any hours. So what we said to him when he came to us, we thought, man, you can already drive. You just need a little bit of a spit polish in some areas. So we helped him navigate instead of doing the 100 hours that you have to log if you're under 25, we fast-tracked that for him. He would have never have known how to do this. And we applied for an exemption. We helped him apply for an exemption to Transport Department. That was approved. So he only got his license last week. And here's a young man that lives independently. He used to ride his skateboard 5 o'clock in the morning when it was dark to the highway, throw it in the bushes. Someone on the highway, his employer, would pick him up off the highway in the middle of the dark, drive to their work so they could start work at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then when he'd get home in the dark, this is in wintertime, grab his skateboard and or back out to home in a remote area. Now that he's got his license, he was able to save some money during that time. He's bought an old secondhand car, and now he's got his license within 6 months.
How did this all come about and how did this school start?
We ran a 10-month pilot program and it was very successful. That was through the education department here. So after that successful pilot, they looked to me and said, well, Kerry, what do you want to do? I said, well, it's working. We'll just keep plugging along with it. So we registered it as a business, Murray's on the Move, and the rest is history. I have to credit one of the directors, Jason Carr. Jason Carr was working with the education department at that time, and he was given some funding and said, look, identify a barrier in school, create a program, and that's how it all started. I was out of work at the time and I was packing shelves at Woolworths because my job, I was affected by the GFC, the global financial crisis, back in 2009. So I was out of work. Jason knew of me. He knew that I was looking for some sort of work, and with my experience as a trainer, I used to work for Rio Tinto up in Gove, and I've got a lot of other experience. Was going to set me up for business, but I just didn't know it at that time that it was going to be this business. That's how the business started, through that pilot program through Jason Carr when he was working with the education department. And then after that program, yeah, we started from there.
Kerry registered the business as a not-for-profit, a strategic move that would allow them to secure some funding required to fulfill their mission.
The reason why we did that is so that we could apply for essential funding, because we couldn't do it on our own. We just had a little secondhand car from another driving school. It already had 250,000 kilometres on it, so it was old and long in the tooth, a little bit like me. But we plugged away, doing what we did with the resources that we had. So with this funding and being registered as a not-for-profit, we were able to secure a second car, a brand new car. So now we had two cars on the road and servicing our community.
Navigated intricate bureaucratic processes to get all the approvals, then plowed ahead in their mission to deliver culturally safe driving courses.
Our Queensland department, like a lot of government organisations, they all have different departments within government. And unfortunately, one doesn't talk to the other. So you've got your licensing unit, and then you've got your grants, the people who issue the fundings, and then you have the customer service centres that you can walk into to pay for your licence and that sort of stuff. So we have to navigate a whole myriad of minefield to bring this all together, and it hasn't been an easy feat. But lucky enough, through the partnerships and the connections that we've worked with, we're able to get everyone on the same page. We were also recognised by the Queensland Transport and their road safety grant, and we applied for some essential funding. And what that did, it enabled us to go Queensland-wide to help people navigate the licences, to get their written test, to pass the written test. So we travel all over Queensland to help those with barriers to be able to sit for the 30 questions. So we give them with the knowledge and the preparation and the tools to be able to navigate that. We would then do the training process there, give them a piece of paper that they would just take to transport, because how we do it up here in Queensland, the conventional way is just going into transport department and doing the knowledge-based questions, 30 questions. But if you've got anxiety, if you've got depression, if you've got low literacy and numeracy, they're massive barriers. So people don't do that. And what we did is we worked a program around those barriers And we delivered a workshop, a cultural workshop, so that we can help people with those barriers. So we had organisations like Child Safety, Youth Justice, Job Providers, a myriad of organisations that were tapping on our door saying, can our cohort come with you and join your program? And today I think we've put through thousands, about 2,500 people through the Learner Licence program. We currently have 757 active students undertaking driving lessons, but that's just in our key area. And we have 4 cars now and 4 driver trainers.
Then came COVID, but the pandemic came as a blessing in disguise as it offered Marriage on the Move the opportunity to fine-tune its processes, reverse engineer existing tools, and develop a proprietary in-house software that's making a difference in the way the Unusual Driving School delivers its programs.
COVID for us was a blessing in disguise. It gave us the mindset to be able to think differently and to use technology as our resource. And lucky enough for us, we've got an IT guru who did just that. She developed online through the Microsoft Office, the not-for-profit platform, the Office 365 platform. And she's developed Transport's online system. What she's done is deconstructed that, emulated it in a offline version so that we can reach our target through technology. So we don't have to go anywhere. But the only barrier is that the recipients or the learners who are undertaking the program have to have data, they have to have either Wi-Fi, they have to be able to navigate a device. But our technical guru, Chilchipuna Web Designs, there's a little plug for her, what she's done is being able to ask permission to tap in remotely to those devices that they may have and have struggled with. So we offer one-on-one assistance. We can also offer it in a group environment through technology. And so that's how we are moving with the times. It tells us when people are using the online workshops, we can show how many questions, or the presentations. Say if you're using the PrepL offline, you register, we can see where you've registered from, what area are you in, so Melbourne. Then when you start doing the presentations, there's only 3 presentations that you have to work through. And there's a series of questions and videos that you have to watch to be able to answer the questions at the end of the presentations. That data that we capture, it can tell me how long has Bertrand, how many times has he watched the video and for what length of time? How many questions has he answered correctly? And which are the ones that he's struggling on? If he's done and watched this video, particular video, 6 times, then he's only answered that question correctly 1 out of 3. We can tap in and say, hey, Bertrand, we can see that, do you need any assistance here to be able to move on to the next one? So that's something that we can do from our end. What other government organisation does that? And you know who does that? One person monitors that. We definitely need some extra resources, but only funding is the only way for us to be able to secure that.
Formula is so successful, the driving school caters for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cohorts, but also services disadvantaged communities across Queensland, including newly arrived migrants in remote areas. Recently, Marriage on the Move was recognized, winning the Regional Indigenous Business Award. This award celebrates Indigenous regional businesses, their vision, their business savvy, and their local contributions. Kerry Turner was humbled. Maris on the Move was even nominated for this Indigenous Business Month award.
It was lovely to receive, and I was really tickled pink that someone nominated us for the award. Because we do what we do so well, I'd love to be able to pick up our little driving school and not franchise it, but emulate the same in other regional areas of Australia.
That's it for this episode of the NITV podcast. Thank you to our guests, Charlize Morgan and Kerry Turner. And if you want to listen to more of our podcasts, the NITV podcast, the Our Story podcast, and New Firsts, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPI program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids HAPPI ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.